My name is John Erling. Today's date is May 7th, 2012. Bill, would you state your full name, your date of birth, and your present age, please?
My full name is Bill Rawlings. My date of birth is 1930, May 4th. I'm 82 years old. I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the Sand Springs Line at Brunner Station.
What was Brunner Station?
It was a streetcar station going from Sand Springs to Tulsa. We lived right next to the railroad on the Sand Springs Line.
Were you born in a hospital?
No, I was born in a house, my mother and father's home. We weren't very wealthy folks, John, but we basically did well. We lived there for, as a matter of fact, I started the school at Mark Twain, which is there.
Joining me in this interview is Wayne McCombs. He's become a baseball historian, and particularly of the Drillers and the minor league teams that have been here in Tulsa. Wayne, tell us a little bit about yourself in terms of your love of baseball and why you think it led to becoming our historian.
I always enjoyed baseball. I always liked to play baseball. My dad was a fan of the Cardinals. His favorite player was Stan Musial. And then when Mickey Mantle came along, he liked Mickey Mantle because he was from this area. Other Yankees on the club were Allie Reynolds, who were from Oklahoma, Ralph Terry, who was from Chelsea. So my dad liked the Yankees in the American League and the Cardinals in the National League. So naturally, I became a fan of both those teams. And I remember fond memories of listening to the Cardinal games on the radio late at night. It would be dark outside in the summertime, but we would be sitting out on the porch listening to the Cardinal games, getting excited because of Harry Carey. And then sometimes when the Cardinals would go off, the Tulsa Oilers would come on. That was back on KVOO when they did both teams. Or the Oilers would play and their game would be finished, and then we'd listen to the Cardinals. So it was kind of a father-son bonding time. And I remember one time our radio was broken, so we had to go out in the pickup to pick up the game because for some reason the pickup radio picked up the games better. And we would lay in the bed of the pickup listening to Cardinal ball games in the summer. Just a sweet memory.
Did you like keeping stats and all?
When I got to high school, I couldn't hit the curveball. If you wanted to be with the team and be around the guys I wanted to be around, you had to do something. So I learned to bunt, and I learned to keep a box score. So I was on the team because I could keep the box score and would do the guys' averages.
But then this evolved to a tremendous interest in the game and in the Oilers and the Drillers. You've written two books, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
And the names of those books?
The first book I wrote in 1990 was called Let's Go Tulsa. It was the history of Tulsa baseball. And then in 2003, I wrote another book called Baseball in Tulsa, which is more of a photo book about the history of baseball in Tulsa.
And you can go to our bookstore and you can find this book, Baseball in Tulsa. That's for sale yet?
Yes, that is still in print. It's through Arcadia Publishing. They can order it.
So, Wayne, tell us now where we're recording this interview.
We're recording this interview in a very, very happy place. We're about, 40 feet from behind home plate at Drillers Stadium at 15th and Yale.
All right.
Outside, it's a lovely day for a ball game.
And we have wind and all, so you're about to hear that, and cars off into the distance, so it's the way maybe a live radio broadcast would be happening. Bill, about you, let's talk about your mother, your mother's maiden name, where she came from.
My mother's maiden name was Kirkpatrick, and she came from a little city in Texas called Hearne, Texas, very close to Texas A&M, which is 12, 15 miles from Hearne. She met my father, and they married in the mid-20s. Both are deceased, and as Wayne said, my father liked baseball. We used to come out to the old Oiler Park, and they had a peephole gang, and I'm sure that Wayne remembers that.
Your father's name?
James O. Rawlings.
And where was his background?
His
background was
he moved here from Mississippi in a covered wagon.
Really?
Yes, and he was raised in Mounds, Oklahoma.
What did he do for a living?
He was in the tire business, and he sold used tires and recaps and that kind of stuff.
So then you referred to the peephole gang, would it have been, Wayne?
Actually, it's called the knothole gang.
Knothole gang,
there was
right.
A section that was out in left field where kids could get in for a dime. They had their own concession stand, their own restroom facilities, and that's where the kids would go to hang out.
That's when it was the Tulsa Oilers.
That's correct. That's yes, right. Sir.
And you remember doing that yourself?
Yes, I do.
Where was that park?
Oiler Park was about 100 yards to the west of where we are now. It was at 15th and Sandusky. That was the entrance to that park.
Bill, your first education, what school was it?
I went to school at Mark Twain, started in Mark Twain on the Sand Springs line between Tulsa and Sand Springs. Then I ended up going to Sand Springs to school and then graduating and moving to Mounds, Oklahoma. And that's where I graduated.
From Mounds, Oklahoma.
Mounds, Oklahoma.
Right.
Once I finished school, I joined the Navy.
Were you interested in baseball then as a kid in high school, Bill?
I played baseball in high school, and then I played in the Navy.
What position?
Well, actually, I was a utility ball player. I played third and first base and did some catching. I was a utility ball player.
Yeah, and you're a tall man. How tall were you back then?
I was probably 6'1", then, when I was playing, 6'1", 2".
What year did you graduate from high school?
1947.
So then the decision came what to do with the rest of my life, or how did that work out?
Well, my mother and father divorced, and I was kind of left on making decision on my own, and I joined the Navy. I served 5 years in the Navy.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
I had one sister. She married and lived in Big Springs, Texas. She's 13 months older than I am.